Blog Talk Radio.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression. Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the street. There's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it. We know the air is unfit to breathe and our food is unfit to eat. We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad. I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to riot. I don't want you to write to your congressmen because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. God damn it. My life has value. So, I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Generally, the Constitution is a charter of negative liberties, says what the states can't do to you, says what the federal government can't do to you, but it doesn't say what the federal government or the state government must do on your behalf.
Fast on a rough road, riding high.
You didn't build that.
Mountains climbing, twisting, turning further from my home.
Shut up your mouth, Obama. Shut up your mouth, Obama.
Young, like a new moon rising, fear.
I've got a pen.
Through the rain and lightning, wandering out into this great unknown.
Yes, we can.
And I don't want no one to cry. But tell them if I don't survive, I was born free.
I've got a pen.
I was born free.
And I've got a call.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Like the grandest canyon wild, like an untamed stallion. If you can't see my heart, you must be blind.
What difference at this point does it make?
You can knock me down and watch me bleed, but you can't keep no chains on me. I was born free.
I've got a pen.
I am your captain for this two-hour pleasure cruise, where we are dedicated to the fight and the preservation of freedom, regardless of that cost. We do not concern ourselves with the cost. Look, we're not buying a used car here. This is our freedom, damn it. Look, freedom ain't cheap, I'll give you that, but we can afford it. It's tyranny that we cannot afford. All right, you want to be a part of the program tonight, you're going to have to be patient with me. Because I've got a lot of stuff that I got to get out, and once I get it all out, then I'm going to open up the phone lines here. But just be a little patient with me. I'm going to try to get to you as soon as I possibly can. I promise you, I'm going to try to get there as soon as I can. But I got a lot of stuff to get out. I got all kinds of stuff. I don't know how I'm going to get it all out. But in any event, the phone number is 646-716-7978, or you can join the captain's chat room. If you do want to speak tonight, make sure you press the number 1. It'll give me an icon, tells me that you want to talk. Otherwise, it tells me that you want to listen. And listening is okay. Listening is just fine. Now, remember, if you have a story out there where you've been tyrannized in any way, and I do not care by who, judges, lawyers, cops, Walmart greeters, it doesn't matter. If you've been tyrannized, you've got a story, and you got to get it out there. To climb aboard this show, here's what you do. You get on Facebook. You type in the captain. Shows up news personality. You send me a little message. Captain, I've been tyrannized. I got to get my story out there. Well, guess what happens? You climb aboard to get your story out there. And then I lead you to several other people. And you continue to get your story out there day after day after day. Does it suck? Yes. But do you have to do it? Yes. It's your life. It's your livelihood. It's your family. It's everything about you. You've got to do it. You shouldn't have to, but you have to. Now, again, before we get into the scuttlebutt of the day, every Sunday on this network, Raquel Oikiai and Efren Gonzalez will be on board to host their program from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern. It's an hour early. So remember that. It's the same network, same number, 646-716-7978. Just an hour early on Sunday. They are great. They got a great show. They're two friends of mine. They've both been on this show several times. So check them out. Also support my other good friends at the Radio Jihad Network, also on Blog Talk Radio. My good friend Vito Esposito, my first mate Kel Fritzy, and her partner Tim Burton from across the pond. And congratulations, Tim, on your independence. Thank you. I have to thank you because this is a first step in the fight against New World Order. However, before I got on the air, I just read a story from England. I'm telling you, this is not going to go away. This is going to be a mess over there in Europe. It's going to be a mess. They're going to create themselves a nice, big, fat, juicy world war, these bastards. Also, Annie from Southern Sense. She also comes on my sports program on Fridays during football season and sometimes in the off season. She comes in every once in a while. We talk about NASCAR. Also, Joseph Gibson with Understanding the Times in Which We Live In. And, of course, my girlfriend Audrey Russo from Real Talk, R-E-E-L Talk. Also, she is simulcast on Red State Radio. She's got a really good show. You want to check her out. I think she's still on Thursdays from 6 to 8 p.m. So get on Blog Talk Radio on Thursday from 6 to 8, and you type in Real Talk, and she'll show up. Also, Vito Esposito and Kel Fritzy and Tim Burton, they're also on 6 to 8. Vito is on Mondays, and Kel and Tim are on Tuesdays. So here's what you do. You log on to them Monday and Tuesday and Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m., and then you listen to me, so you get yourself a doubleheader. It's beautiful. All right, we've got a lot to get through here tonight, and there's lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of very evil people out there that are just desperate to take away your freedom. And there's only one way to combat that, and that is to lift our jib and get our freedom shoving away.
Yeah, there we are. We're officially underway and headed out to sea. Booster mate, shift colors!
Okay, now, before we get into the scuttlebutt of the day, which we've got a lot of scuttlebutt to get into, but this right here. Remember I had an interview last week, last Monday, with Terry LaPointe and Judah Myers on a 14-year-old girl that was raped. She decided to keep the baby rather than to abort it. Okay, that's her decision to make. That's not the government's decision. It's not the cops. It's not the hospitals. It certainly isn't DHR or CPS. In Alabama, they call them DHR, Department of Human Resources. It's the same thing. It's government, child services. Every state has a different name. Well, it's not their decision to make. It's this little girl's decision to make with her family. And they made the decision. Well, 51 hours later, after she had the baby, they took the baby. Now, evidently, they're together, but this girl is in a foster home, and her twin brother is in another foster home. And it hasn't ended there. At the interview, and I asked, I said, when is their next court hearing? And can we get people to show up? And is there going to be a rally? Bop, 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 bop. They said, yes, it's going to be on Friday, June 24th. We had the address. and there were a lot of people that showed up. Well, Terry LaPointe and Judah Myers did show up. Well, they were slapped with a frivolous lawsuit, and I got the lawsuit here, and I'm going to cover this. Now they have what they call fictitious defendants, nine of them. A fictitious defendant, like this fictitious lawsuit. Well, what a fictitious defendant is a defendant to be named later because they don't know who their name is. And they don't know how to find them. Well, I do believe that I am going to be one of them. Because once I read this here tonight, you're going to understand why. Only thing that I did was post their likenesses, which I got off of the internet, which I got off of Terry LaPointe's article, which they obviously get permission from the family to put the photos on. Otherwise, they can't put the photos on their stupid site. This is a bogus lawsuit. Well, I brought them on and I talked about it. You're not even allowed to talk about these people. This is how CPS is really getting. And there's a lot of stories now coming out in Alabama. Alabama DHR. Well, here's a complaint. The plaintiff is now the baby, the one-week-old baby. See, the guardian ad litem, who was supposed to be the attorney or the representative of the child, well, they've taken upon themselves to forge this ridiculous, fictitious, completely asinine, unlawful lawsuit. And you wouldn't believe what they're asking for. I mean, it is nuts. It doesn't even make any sense. If there was real criminal activity, police would have to get involved. But they're suing. They're suing. Well, I was on the phone with Terry LaPointe over the weekend for a long conversation before her phone came out. But this story is not going away. Now, here are these what they call fictitious defendants. They got fictitious defendants, and it's very difficult for me to read this because it's very small. So I'm gonna do the best I can. Fictitious defendants A, B, and C are those parties whose identities are not presently known but will be added to the substitution or be added by substitution upon identification, being those parties who conduct or injuries caused. What injury? There was no injuries caused. We talked about you stealing children for money. You want to know where the injuries are caused? Well, the injuries are the two 14-year-old kids and a one-week-old baby is stuck in foster care. And now the grandparents now are in this lawsuit. So they're going to sue the grandparents now, too. So once I find out the names of all these people, and now fictitious defendants D, E, and F are those parties whose identities are not presently known, but will be added by substitution upon identification, blah, 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 who have used images of the plaintiff to generate funds. Well, I didn't use the likeness of these people to generate funds because I don't make any money doing this. I got to pay to do this. Well, this is where they get me. Fictitious defendants G, H, and I are those parties whose identities are not presently known, blah, 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 who will be added later, who have shared or published confidential information about the plaintiff or have appropriated images of the plaintiff for personal and or commercial. I can't read it. There are some with this picture, and as small as it is, I can't read it. Some kind of gain without obtaining proper consent prior to their publication. Well, the pictures that are on the website in medicalkidnap.com all got permission. They're the ones who took the pictures. Medical Kidnap took the pictures of these people. So obviously they got their permission. I mean, this is ridiculous. I mean, this is absolutely ridiculous. Well, the defendants now are Miko Hayes, which is a reporter on an online website. I think they're based out of Alabama. It's called the Daily Haze. Well, the Daily Haze is also in this lawsuit. Judah Myers, who was on the program Monday. Choices for Life, her organization is on there. So they're not only suing the organization, but they're suing the individual. Terry the Point and also Health Impact News are also on there. Now, I mean, what this lawsuit is really all about is just, here's count one. The aforesaid conduct of the defendants was the proximate cause of the invasion of plaintiff's privacy. What? Such conduct was both intentional neglect and or wanton. Wanton? Now, my understanding of the word wanton is evil. Okay, nobody in here did anything evil except for the Alabama DHR. Well, there's a long history here with the DHR taking children away, especially rape victims, and along with this family. I got some stuff. I mean, like I said, I was on the phone with Terry the Point over the weekend. And I said, look, I said, I got to cover this again. And we're trying to get this to go national. We've written national publications, national cable networks. We're trying everything we can to get it to go national because this story, I mean, there is so much to it. I can't cover it all here tonight. About her sister, she's got an older sister. Well, they have gotten involved. They took two of her other kids, and then they took last month, took her newborn baby while she was breastfeeding. I mean, this is sick, twisted stuff. This is how these people are. So they've been attacking this family for years. Well, it turns out that they don't really know who's making these complaints. At one point, they thought it was the biological mother. See, all the five kids, and there's two sets of twins. The five kids live with the grandparents because the mother really wasn't fit to, well, raise children. So the grandmother took over, and the kids were happy. They were healthy. They were active in school. I mean, everything. They were just normal kids. Well, when this kid was 12 years old, back in, looks like 2008, his twin sister was lying on the floor, on her stomach. He was sitting on the couch. And boys will be boys, and boys are just going to do things. Well, the girl was 12 years old, and just started wearing a bra, and he took it and he snapped it. Snapped her bra. Well, somehow the story got out to somewhere, to CPS, or DHR in this case. They took this 12-year-old kid. For 5 hours, the police were interrogating this 12-year-old kid for sexual harassment. And they were coming up with all of these things. And finally, I mean, the kid was 12 years old. He was scared. And he, the only thing he had, he just wanted to pee, is what he said. That was his exact words. He said, I just had to pee. And he was scared. He didn't know what was going on. For 5 hours, they're putting this kid interrogating a 12-year-old kid, 5 hours, for snapping his little sister's bra? This is sexual harassment? Well, finally, he just admitted to whatever the hell they were wanted him to admit to, even though he didn't do it. The whole family was there. They didn't see him do anything wrong. Well, it didn't matter. They took this kid for 5 years. They put him in six different facilities. Well, when he was in these facilities, yeah, okay, he got in fights. Well, understandable. The kid would do that. I can see why this kid would get in fights. Okay? It's not, I don't blame the kid for this. I blame the DHR for putting him in these facilities. This is a facility. It's not a group home. It's a facility. It's like jail. He ran away several times because he wanted to go home. He also stole a four-wheel drive and tried to go home. He wanted to go home. This kid just wanted to go home. Well, he's still to this day, he's still paying for it. He's living with the grandparents now. I think he's like 17 or 18 years old. But he's living with the grandparents now. He's still on probation, and he still has to pay all these enormous fines. Brock snapped it. And they got a big ridiculous. Well, they're going to Alabama, D. You're going to be